In this bulletin, the Quad countries to strengthen cooperation on cyber and counterterrorism. Four state by-elections take place in New South Wales. And in sport, the Super Rugby Pacific season opening match is postponed due to COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghadir. A year before New South Wales heads to the polls in a general election, the state's freshly appointed major party leaders face their first electoral test. Voters will cast their ballots on Saturday in four by-elections after a wave of high-profile resignations last year triggered when former Premier Gladys Berejiklian quit under a cloud of corruption allegations. The polls set up a key test for both the state's Liberal Premier Dominic Perrottet and Labour leader Chris Minns. The state's electoral commissions say more than 38% of voters have already voted in the Bega, Monaro, Strathfield and Willoughbys by-elections, and results will take longer than usual to be announced. A meeting of foreign ministers of the so-called Quad Alliance of India, Japan, the United States and Australia wrapped up in Melbourne on Friday night. The meeting agreed to bolster efforts to tackle COVID-19 in the Indo-Pacific region, particularly through vaccine supplies, and to strengthen cyber and counterterrorism cooperation, including the threat of ransomware. Maritime security was also discussed, including freedom of navigation and illegal fishing. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the Quad reaffirmed its commitment to uphold rules rather than power and coercion to resolve disputes.
Our region is in a period of rising strategic uncertainty. The rules and norms that have provided a foundation for our stability and hence our prosperity are under pressure, in particular from authoritarian regimes.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has again touched on the potential conflict between Ukraine and Russia. He says the U.S. is continuing its strategy of diplomacy and deterrence to resolve the conflict, which has relevance for the whole world. He also says if diplomacy fails, consequences for Russia would include financial sanctions and export controls.
Being here now, even in the midst of that, I think only underscores our commitment to staying focused on the Indo-Pacific. And indeed, these efforts are part of one whole. One of the reasons we're working so intensely to defend the core principles threatened by Russia's aggression toward Ukraine is because those very same principles are crucial to enduring stability in this region and every other part of the world.
Japan will host the next Quad meeting in May. A new report from the University of Canberra's National Centre for Social Economic Modelling reveals a forecast of the future economic cost of Alzheimer's disease and its impact on Australia's workforce, patients and families. The report projects a 20-year, $442 billion impact of Alzheimer's disease to the Australian economy. Lead author Professor Laurie Brown says the number of people aged 50 and over with diagnosed Alzheimer's disease is expected to increase by 73%, and this increase will lead to an annual cost of $26.6 billion.
So there's a significant impact on residential aged care as the disease progresses. And those people with severe dementia, severe Alzheimer's disease, have very high care needs. And this is what we hope our report will do, is start to promote discussion around the possibility of disease-modifying therapy, which would slow the progression of the disorder.
She also says the modelling paints a significant challenge to government, health and aged care systems. Therefore, the federal government's health ministry needs to move this up higher on their agenda. To sport, COVID-19 cases in the new Moana Pacifica squad have forced organisers to postpone the opening match of the Super Rugby Pacific season. Seven Moana Pacifica players were confirmed as positive cases on Friday as they isolate in their hotel in Queenstown, where the six NZ-based teams are in a biosecurity hub. Their team was due to play the Blues in the opening match on Friday, January 18th, but that game is now postponed. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, clouds clearing, 28 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 31. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 29. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, also a shower or two, and 26 degrees. Newcastle, similar conditions, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two, 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 33 degrees.